This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 5. Strategies. Strategy is so simple.
Tell me, what is strategy?
This is again one of those big issues in the business context. How do I best explain strategy?
Well, I can look at strategy from different angles. On the one hand, I ask myself, which strategy do I pursue in my company? I can also ask myself, which strategy do I implement in my life? Or, which strategies make sense for me? On the other hand, I may pose the question, how do I come up with these strategies? How do I decide on the right strategy?
What is strategy was your initial question. Now I have more questions and still no answers.
In the past, I could never remember the difference between vision, mission, strategy, and purpose. Since working together, I understand this better every day.
I find the word strategy totally fascinating. I used to have a tremendous respect for it. I used to think of the smart consultants at McKinsey, or military strategists, or superbrains. That instilled respect in me, and that's what sparked my interest. At some point, I looked up the word strategy in the dictionary. I recall the definition of strategy being a plan that serves to achieve a goal.
A strategic plan.
Later on, I got to know a model, a framework with 3 circles and a heart. It explains each element's purpose, vision, values, and strategy. With the help of this model, I can lead a company. This model made me realize that strategy is nothing more than what we do.
Strategy sounds so daunting because it's often not clear what it's all about. The real question is, what exactly do you mean when you talk about strategy? When we define it, we realize that we definitely have a strategy within the company. What is important about strategy?
We have already talked about purpose, vision, and values. Once I have defined the vision, I know where we want to go. I know the purpose. The strategy is nothing more than the plan for how we get there.
So, the next steps?
Almost. The vision shows where we want to be in 3, 5, or however many years. It's still relatively far away, and we're not sure if the vision can be realized. It's the vision, a wish for the future, so to speak. We have defined vision as the target image that we want to achieve if everything runs smoothly. For me, strategy is what I can do in the next 6 to 12 months to get closer to the vision. In my view, 6 to 12 months is a good period because I can still keep a good overview. I can assess what can realistically be achieved in this period and plan and define this in a concrete, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, or SMART, goal. There are still a few imponderables. Nevertheless, on the whole, I'm confident that I can take these things on and tackle them immediately. That is strategy for me.
In this time horizon, we then tackle concrete projects as part of the strategy to achieve the goal. I plan tasks and define who does what, by when, and who's responsible for what, according to the RACI matrix, responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed. This is where operational management begins.
Yes, exactly. Imagine you're at a New Year's Eve party and you're talking to a friend or business associate at the bar. He asks you, "Hey, Christian, how did your year go?" You answer, "It was a great year for me. I came a lot closer to my vision. Here's what I've achieved this year." And then you enumerate the 4 or 5 highlights you have achieved this year. I also use this frame up in workshops, both in a professional and private context. That works great. These 4 or 5 highlights describe my strategies for me. I understand the term strategy as something that can be counted up. That makes it more specific and concrete for me. That is, our strategy sounds too vague for me. My strategies for the coming year are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All of these points are defined as a SMART or specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goal.
The picture that you like to paint, with the three circles and the heart, is a model that represents the entire corporate strategy and shows the individual strategies that are currently being worked on.
This is how we are going to run this company. This title is the headline of the picture you are talking about. It's the leadership model that we will use to move the company through the universe, through life. It contains the deeper purpose behind why this company exists. It contains the grand vision, where we want to go. It shows our values that drive our behavior, and it describes the strategies, including what we will implement in the coming months. This management model outlines the major strategic areas that we are working on.
Do you remember the deathbed perspective? We used this frame-up to formulate the purpose.
Yes, to see what it feels like when I leave the world satisfied one day.
So, the strategies are now the New Year's Eve perspective, a somewhat shorter look into the future. From a long-term perspective, I say, I have achieved this vision, I have fulfilled my purpose. The New Year's Eve perspective describes the rather short-term things I've achieved from year to year or from quarter to quarter. We had a few good examples of corporate visions. Are there also typical examples of corporate strategies? What are typical strategies that companies have?
A typical strategy includes a specific implementation goal with one or two concrete metrics that show that I have achieved that goal. An example from the sales area would be, next year, we will expand our sales team with 3 additional employees. These are hired and trained by July 31st so that we can achieve an additional sales volume of €120,000 by December 31st.
Or, we will close another financing round with a volume of €5 million by October 31st.
Or, by March 31st, we will define our new brand positioning and carry out a brand relaunch by July 31st. The relaunch includes the website, LinkedIn, Facebook, and newsletter communication channels. We will increase customer satisfaction and achieve a net promoter score of at least 70% by the end of the year.
That no longer sounds as pompous as it did at the beginning.
No, that sounds simple. I can just make it happen now.
In our workshops, we often start with the topics purpose, vision, and values. When we then come to the strategies and ask, what are we going to do in the next year or two to get closer to the vision? The participants already know what will happen.
Oh, yes. That was a big learning experience for me, too. In the past, I used to go about strategic planning all wrong. We spent days and weeks in endless discussions about what we wanted to do, what we wanted to achieve in the first place, and how we should do it. It was incredibly tough and difficult to agree on a strategy. Since I know and use the model, it has become much easier. First, we define our purpose, then our vision and our values. Sure, it takes a few days to find and define this North Star. The great thing is that it is then very easy for the individual teams to decide on the 4, 5, 6 strategies they want to work on. These become the easiest part of the whole management process. If the purpose, vision, and values are clear, the teams simply write the strategies down. In 2 hours, the annual strategy is suddenly set, and everyone looks at each other with a broad grin and is happy. Cool. Let's get going.
That's logical. If I know where I want to go and why I want to go there, the next steps are much easier to decide. If I have no idea whether I want to climb a mountain or become a deep-sea diver, it's also difficult to decide what I train for, what I pack in my suitcase, and which flight I book.
Everything looks easy in the rearview mirror.
What's the name of the song, I don't know what I want, but I know how to get it? If I don't know what I want and know exactly what I'm doing, it doesn't help much.
Move your mind and your body will follow. Once I have made up my mind, if I know what I really want, it also becomes clear how I can get there.
The time I spend with my team, my employees, to determine the vision and purpose is well invested, right?
These 1 or 2 days are priceless. It saves so much time and brings an incredible amount of alignment, direction, and power to the organization. This is certainly the best time investment you can make in the history of the company.
When I've defined all this, the vision, the purpose statement, and the company values, how do I tease these strategies out of my team in a concrete way? Basically, my employees know best what needs to be done. How do I approach this exactly?
The first question that is often asked is, who will participate in the strategy workshop? Many answer, we do it better in small groups.
How big is this small circle?
From my point of view, the ideal size is 7 plus or minus 2, and 10 to 12 is still okay, but no more. Some founders or bosses would like to decide this among themselves, in twos or threes. The danger is that the effect, the identification, and the motivation can fizzle out. A feeling of loss of control arises. It's more skillful to involve the team from the very beginning. A collective is formed. The team gets a much better idea of all things. The discussions that arise in such workshops are very valuable. People become clear about where each individual stands and where everyone wants to go together. People come to an agreement and create commitment. When friction occurs, these issues become clear, as does what needs to be clarified before the strategic goals can be achieved. All this would otherwise remain hidden. When the strategies are defined, it's immediately clear to everyone what he or she is doing it for. Start with why. Everyone knows what we are doing it for. We do it to fulfill our purpose and to realize our vision. We're ready to move. The question, why on earth, no longer comes up. The entire management team brings this to the company with full conviction, instead of secretly justifying it and telling their own employees, management decided so. They gave us these strategies, and hopefully they will have thought of something.
Right. From there, I can move in a good direction. We now know where we want to go and why we want to go there. How we work together to achieve this vision is also clear. On the second day, I like to ask, what competencies and structures do we need to achieve this vision? What competencies and structures are we building up in the coming year? That way, people quickly gain insights like, right, we need a structure for the investment rounds, or we need a structure for our sales. I've had very good experiences with these questions.
I can only confirm that. There is this saying by your good friend Peter Drucker, structure follows strategy. He was also the one who said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. If I believe him, the order is important. First of all, the culture has to be clarified. To do this, we define the purpose, our values, and our vision. When the culture is clear and stable, I consider the strategies to achieve the vision. 3, 4, 5 things we will do in the coming months. Once these strategies are in place, I ask myself about the structure. What structure is appropriate to implement the strategy? Once this is clear, I can delegate tasks to my team and make a list of additional resources I might need from outside. Employees, partners, service providers, suppliers, and so on. First culture, then strategy, then structure.
Every strategic project thus becomes a structural project. So it's not just about agreeing to make sales better. It's about agreeing on the sales structure with which we can make sales better and more powerful in order to achieve the goal and fulfill the strategy.
Right. The strategies imply that all by themselves, because I also determine how I can identify and measure the achievement of the strategic goals. I define the 3, 4, 5 biggest fields of action, which I want to tell my friend on New Year's Eve. I want to say, awesome, this is what we accomplished this year. Just like you say, the strategies imply what has happened structurally. We've increased our completion rate in sales by 20% by hiring a head of sales this year. The structure has implicitly emerged from that. We want to achieve a wider range, so we're going to expand our brand communication to the following channels. It quickly becomes clear that structurally I need people who can fulfill this role.
Okay. I'll ask our initial question again. What is strategy?
Strategy is what we do, in line with our values, to get closer towards our vision while fulfilling our purpose.
Slowly the puzzle is completed, and I am more and more convinced of the model with the circles in the heart. In fact, I know these tedious strategy discussions rarely follow a clear structure. Together with the purpose and the vision, it all makes sense. Nevertheless, many roads often lead to Rome. Shouldn't we agree on one? How do we manage not to get lost between the definition of strategies and the operational, rather tactical measures? The line seems blurry to me. I think there's certainly a lot of fire in it. To be successful for this type of business leadership, as I understand the model, top management, each and every one of them, must be convinced of the procedure. It's worth giving it a try. After all, the outdated strategy models have had their day, and they are not really a great source of inspiration anymore.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.